Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available from Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women and some good men, the Women's Wisdom Circle at www.drnorthrup.com. Natural ways to ease menstrual cramps. I had terrible menstrual cramps from the time I was about 13 until after I had my first child, so believe me, I understand menstrual cramps. As a matter of fact, one time I had to scrub out of surgery. Oh, this was back in the 70s, you know, when the women's movement was just coming around. I had to scrub out of surgery because of menstrual cramps, and the guy who was assisting with the surgery said, "Chris, you have cramps? Must be it's not all in women's heads." Can you imagine that? I mean, back in the 70s and the 50s, actually for most of human history that's written down, people believed that menstrual cramps were caused by a rejection of the feminine role. Because I obviously had not rejected the feminine role and was a pretty competent doctor, this guy thought, well, I guess it's not in your head. It certainly wasn't. All right, so some natural ways to ease menstrual cramps include the following. One, please understand that your cramps are there to get you to slow down. Cramps are caused by an excess of prostaglandin F2 alpha that causes extreme contraction of the uterine muscle. And anything that increases stress in your life, including sugar and alcohol and no sleep and being worried about something you can't change, will increase the level of that particular hormone in your body. So hot baths really, really work. Heat of any kind, resting really, really works. If you could get into a moon lodge state of mind the minute you knew your period was coming and suddenly became very, very mindful and rest as much as possible, move more slowly, breathe more deeply. Just deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. 10 of those will decrease the amount of stress hormones in your blood and will begin to help with menstrual cramps. The other thing that works nicely is something called Menastil, M-E-N-A-S-T-I-L. It's made from calendula oil. And it's available, I think, at Whole Foods and all over the place. And you simply roll this on. It's a topical treatment that you put just over your uterus. That's been found to decrease menstrual cramps. Also, massaging your Achilles tendon area on both sides stimulates the uterus in a very nice way. And that will often ease menstrual cramps. All up and down that meridian on the inside of the leg, starting just inside the Achilles tendon, behind that bump on your ankle. So massage up in that way. Also, calcium and magnesium help a great deal. It's always best to start these things long before your period begins. Omega-3 fats are helpful, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams every single day. What happens with most women is they don't slow down, they don't notice anything until they're in the middle of cramps. You must prepare for them all month long. Well, don't prepare to have the cramps, but prepare to be at ease and to slow down. One of my patients once said to me, "What I find is if I take the time to be with myself, if I take the time to understand that this is an extreme turning inward time, then my cramps are much less. When I pretend that I'm not in tune with the moon, when I'm trying to get too many things done, my cramps bring me to my knees." Here's one more tip. Niacin, vitamin B3, 100 milligrams, 2 to 3 times a day, starting 3 days before your period is due, has been shown to very much decrease menstrual cramps. niacin at that level can cause a little flushing of the face. So if that happens, don't get nervous about it. There are also many, many other herbal treatments for cramps, but I've given you an overview of the territory. Let me leave you with this. If you have cramps, you need a really good hot water bottle or a bathtub. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.